Hello. I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. We get it. You see people do things, say things, and initially, the first thing that you mumble to yourself is, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm-hmm. And your gut instinct is usually right on. Let's be honest. It's not something that you would say aloud all the time, unless you're here.
Right, exactly. So let's start with the fact that I was driving into work today, mm-hmm. and there were... Here in Milford, our studios are in Milford, and there's three massive turkeys crossing the road, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a car coming in the opposite direction, and the guy wasn't braking. So, and I'm like, wait,
she's going to go for it.
There was two things I could figure out. All I need to know about you, A, you're texting, or B, you're challenging these turkeys to some kind of chicken race where you're going to see who's going to get out of the way faster.
You know what? There was just an accident recently where a turkey went through a windshield and somebody went to a hospital.
Turkeys are giant. I feel like you don't play chicken with a turkey. And I have been in situations where I've been sitting in my car and turkeys have swarmed the car.
Yeah.
And it's like a scary thing because they're like picking at your car. You're like, what am I supposed to do with these
giant turkeys?
I remember
you telling me about that.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that these turkeys move pretty fast out of the way. So, but if you're that dude driving that car that early in the morning and you're testing your luck against turkeys, that's all I need to know about you.
Take the phone out of your hand, bro.
Right.
Here, I've got one for you. If your cooking plan for a camping trip is roasting bratwurst shirtless over a roaring fire using only sticks and stating that utensils are for wimps, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, you got your big man camping coming up this weekend.
These guys have been silent for weeks on the group text. No messages. Yesterday, like 1,000 text messages going through. What are we eating? What are we drinking? All this different stuff figuring out. And one guy just states, yeah, all that sounds like a great plan, but I'm going to be roasting bratwurst naked over a fire.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Like a Spartan. And right. I'm like, you know what? I don't remember that from that 300 movie.
Right.
No bratwurst being roasted over a fire, shirtless or naked. I don't remember that at all.
We want to hear yours. All I need to know about you. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
If you're a grown man going on a camping trip with just one other guy, that's all I need to know about you.
He called you Brokeback Mountain, Raven.
That was last year's trip, and this year there'll be six of us.
Or so he says. Let's see if that's still true.
Yeah, let's say allegedly.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Hi, if you have a roommate and you keep the toilet paper in your room instead of leaving it in the bathroom, that's all I need to know about you.
Everybody has had a roommate situation like that at one time or another, I think.
Oh, yeah. We used to have a girl.
Yeah, to the bathroom.
Yeah, we used to have a girl that used to put her potato chips in bags, staple the tops shut, and then write her name on it and put it in the pantry when we were in college.
Sweet.
And we used to come home after drinking, and we would eat it on purpose. It wasn't very nice, but we would did it out of spite.
That's like asking for it.
Yeah. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Hey, all I need to know about you, if you and four of your buddies are sitting on your big Harleys, all in your matching leathers, Googling the nearest Starbucks. That's all I need to know about you.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, me and my friends used to always say 30 grand and 30 miles a year doesn't make you a biker.
That's for sure.
I mean, maybe they just like high-end coffee. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with Starbucks coffee, but if you're out riding, you shouldn't be Googling where it is.
Right. Well, I guess that's true.
You
all
should
right.
know in your soul.
Yeah, you should know exactly how to get to that Starbucks.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.